That's why we're here. We've been here for 50 years. It's amazing. A half a century we've been here every day asking for your support during pledge drives, bringing you news, bringing you just amazing program, bringing you all kinds of great festivals, and being a real source of cultural agency here in Portland and in Oregon and in the broader world. And the only way that we've been able to do that all these years, for 50 years, is through the support of community members. We are a member-driven community radio station. We have about 5,000 members. Well, 4,300 right now, but we'd like to increase that number right now, this hour, through your donations. So if you can help us out right now, give us a gift of $10 a month. That's $120 a year. And make a difference right now with KBOO.
It's the wrapping up, the final day of our holiday drive. And so this is a chance to get your support made to KBOO and help us continue with independent community media, different voices. We're building the beloved community. Our phone number is 877-500-5266, 800-877-500-5266 or kboo.fm, and click on donate. At $10 a month gift, we'll get you a knit hoodie or a t-shirt. $20 will get you two of them. $25 a month will get you that KBOO hoodie that is so handsome. And you'll want to participate by calling us at 877-500-5266. We bring you volunteer-produced news every weekday afternoon on KBOO. Again, our phone number is 877-500-5266.
And
our webpage, kboo.fm.
And when you call in, don't forget to ask about KBOO's 50th anniversary. There's so much going on this year. It's amazing. We're going to have the Oregon Historical Society presentation that's going to be going on for 6 months with all kinds of news and information about KBOO. And we're getting the signal that it's time to go to Labor Radio. Great programming. Hear about what's going on with the labor community here in Portland. So give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. Let's give Labor Radio an early head start to meeting their goal. Give them a call right now and let them know that you support Labor Radio.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, located 1028 Southeast Water Avenue in Portland, and serving ramen in an industrial space with counter service and communal seating. Dinner was provided by D. Nicholas, located 3520 Southeast Powell's Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Tune in to Prison Pipeline at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December 4th for a membership drive special, part two of Shaping a Future Life After Prison.
When I visited the Reservation Agency Cemetery, I gently placed my one-year coin down on a friend's grave who had died from a heroin overdose.
The performance was 9 monologues about reentry and is being aired on Prison Pipeline in segments over the next few months. Part two includes an interview with Don, who you just heard speaking. Don was using this performance to bring light to what is happening on reservations like the one she grew up on. So tune in to 90.7 FM on Monday, December 4th at 6.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, and I am the current president of the Oregon chapter of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight, as usual, I'm joined by my sisters in the struggle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm retired staff of the United Auto Workers out of Detroit, Michigan. I'm also vice president of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Union and also president and CEO of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Hello, and this is Deborah Hall with the American Federation of Teachers. Good evening.
So tonight our segment will showcase an event sponsored by the Oregon Tradeswomen and Constructing Hope entitled Celebration of Women of Color Working in the Trades. Tonight, our guest is Anjanette Brown, who is an outreach coordinator for the Oregon Tradeswomen. Welcome, Anjanette.
Thank you.
So, Sister Girl, since we last had you on, what's going on?
Well, we've been doing wonderful big things out in the community, and we are excited about our event that is coming up here on December 9th.
Okay, so tell our listeners about that event.
All right, so we're going to have an event that's going to provide information to women in our community. All women are invited, but we are gearing this towards women of color. And we want to just be able to have the opportunity to tell them about what it means to get into the trade, what are the benefits, and also to hear from some of the women that are actually out here doing that work.
Okay. So how long have you been with Oregon Tradeswomen?
I graduated from Oregon Tradeswomen in 2011. I went out in the field as a laborer, and I've been volunteering and working with them ever since 2011.
So you've been carrying that tradeswomen torch, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I got to do it. I got to come out here and let more women know that this is what's going on. This is a big thing. It's trending.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Hi, Anjanette. This is Deborah Hall. And also, I've been noticing on Facebook that you all, too, have been putting on, I don't know if they're weekly or monthly, workshops, how to do, you know, how to do certain electrical things, trade-type things. Can you talk a little bit about those endeavors also?
Absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned that. There is an event going on right now that's called Wire Light. And what the Wire Light workshops do is give you a hands-on opportunity to experience some of these trade works. And so we have collaborated with the electricians, and we have one of them coming out, and they are teaching people tonight how to wire light and how to run those electrical currents.
Wow. You know, earlier this morning, I probably could have used that knowledge, given that my dryer wasn't working right.
Right. And it's just actual things that you can use in your everyday life. And women don't realize, but these are just jobs that we're probably doing anyway, because we have to figure things out. You could actually be getting paid to do those things.
Well, like I said, it would have been handy this morning.
I just want to ask more about your event on the 9th, December the 9th. What is the time schedule for that? And can you get you a little bit more information about December 9th event?
Yes, thank you. So that event is going to run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The doors are going to open at 9:30. It's going to be held at the Billy Webb Elks Lounge, and that's on 6 North Tillamook Street. And so that is going to be right there December 9th, and we're going to run it straight through from 10 to 1. We have some guest speakers that are going to show up and give some of the examples of what they do out in the community. So we'll have people come in and talk about their experience. We're going to have some people from the different trades have the opportunity to talk about what their experience is out in the trades, and talk about some of the opportunities that women would have getting into this trade. And so we're happy to be partnering with Construction Hope on this, because they run a similar program that will train women to get into these programs and get these jobs out in the field.
I'd just like to add that I attended your last year, well, I may have been this year, the Oregon Trades Fair, Career Fair.
Yes.
And I brought some young ladies who was just awed at the fact of the experiences and opportunities they had, especially when the police women put on their showed them their billy clubs and all that stuff, and they were wearing them. And so I know what the things that you do are very exciting, and the women, the young girls that I work with, were really impressed by the opportunities they have being in a union job and a trades job. So thank you for all the work you do.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of the pleasures that we have. We get to show people what the work is like. We are able to have those hands-on experiences and do things like the big trade fair that we hold annually, and we'll have another one this year.
Oh, good. We'll be there.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
I just want to take off on something else that you said earlier, that these things that we do around the house are things that folks probably do anyway without any actor training. And I don't think that women think of it that way. I don't think that we think of cooking as chemistry and sewing as like machinist work, because you have to know all that math and mitered corners and all that stuff. So I think women, we don't think that we have those abilities to do those jobs, but we do them every day without maybe having them a title. And it'd be kind of nice for me, because when I first started out as a young woman, it would have been nice to have a nice trade job, because those pay them a little better than secretarial jobs, you know, generally. And so thank you all for doing this and providing this service. And I see your name everywhere. You guys are on TriMet buses, and I see you everywhere. So this seems like it's been a pretty good year.
And I just want to add, as a union worker pretty much all my life, the benefits that comes from being with, you know, especially a single working mother, getting the medical and the vision and all the cares and time off and vacation time off to be at family. So I too also want to commend you on having these events to educate these young girls on the opportunities that's out there, especially women of color, girls of color. Not everybody wants to go to college or desire or have an interest in attending college, but you still can get a good job if you get into a trade and go through the apprenticeship. And it's just great. The results are great. I'm a beneficiary of that.
Amen. Yes.
So I understand that Oregon Tradeswomen has four programs that they run. You want to tell our listeners about those programs?
Yes, we have programs that outline, we have the tools program, and that is the opportunity for tradeswomen that are organized for outreach, leadership, and support. What that does is focus on advocacy work and tradeswomen in leadership. Oregon Tradeswomen has that career fair that we do every year, and it's hands-on related trades that are related to careers serving thousands of girls and women. And we have our Pathways program. It's a state-certified, 7-week pre-apprenticeship training program that's preparing women for living wage careers in the trades. Right now, we have an industrial fabrication component with the program. We also provide work search and employment-related support, which goes with career counseling and job placement services.
All right. For our listeners that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Where we highlight the labor radio, we are the working class, and here, like I said, on KBOO, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And so our guest tonight is Anjanette Brown. She's the outreach coordinator for the Oregon Tradeswomen, and we are talking about an event that's going to take place on December 9th. It is championing the women of color who work in the trades. So, Anjanette, how can someone get involved? How can they attend this program?
Excellent question. So, Oregon Tradeswomen, we have a Facebook page, we have a website, and our website is tradeswomen.net. And just go and if you look us up on Facebook, you can click on that hyperlink. Or you could just type it into your browser, and you will go straight to our page. If you sign up for our info session, you will be able to get the whole rundown of what it takes to get into our class, what you can expect while you're in there, and then what kind of opportunities you will have when you finish. So the steps is to come to our info session. If you just want to take some time and see if the trades are for you, please consider coming to our career fair that we have, Oregon Tradeswomen Career Fair.
So do you have a date for that career fair just yet?
I do. It's going to be in May. Did not have it with me. I was looking for it.
Sure.
But I will pull it up and I will give it out.
Okay. All righty.
Could you tell me, the executive director of Pat Daniels is the executive director of Hope
Construction Hope.
Construction Hope. And their location and address and location?
Okay. That is located off of Church over off of MLK. So it's 405 North Church.
Okay.
And that is Construction Hope Program.
Okay.
So do you have an apprenticeship program starting soon?
We will have one starting. Our next apprenticeship program is full. And then we are going to go into our strategic planning. And so we're going to plan for that next class before we set those dates. And okay. So well, right now, our next class is full for the winter. And then we will announce that date after our strategic planning for our next class.
Okay.
That's good.
How many programs do you have a year? How many classes?
We like to run four programs a year, and that gives us the opportunity to serve 100. I think we should have graduated. I'm sorry, I had that paper, but 77 graduates, and we would like to up that to 120 graduates in 2018.
Nice.
How many are female?
All of them are female.
All of them are female. Yeah. All right.
100%.
Yes. What good news.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome.
I'm kind of jealous. See, I should have taken advantage when I could have. I could be an Oregon tradeswoman today.
And I think it's wonderful because we have an 86% placement rate. And that is just, and we track and we make sure that you're doing well out there. We create this social environment where you have that security. You're not out there alone.
Okay.
And so that's what women do when they build other women up. Our community is going to become stronger just because we have these environments where we can thrive.
So if a young lady were to sign up for your apprentice program, what should they expect?
All right. So our program will be 7 weeks. It's 3 days a week. In that program, you'll have an opportunity to receive fitness training. You will have classroom time. In the classroom, you will learn construction math and concepts. And then you'll actually have a day where you will go out into the field and you'll visit the different training centers, and they will provide hands-on activities for you to actually experience that trade, meet people that are working in the trade, ask your questions, get them answered, and decide, what path that you want to take. And then another component is you have an actual work site. And so on these work sites, you will be doing carpentry-based work with the opportunity to actually try out the skills. Carpentry is mostly translatable into the other trades, and that's why we choose carpentry. Mm-hmm. And with that, you'll get a good idea of what to expect out in the field.
Okay.
All this good information, Antoinette, but what is the cost?
Oregon Tradeswoman is absolutely free, and we will continue to be free to this community because we have a goal, and we want to see our numbers go up. We want to see women in the trades. The reason why we are pushing this so hard is because working in the trades will provide women with economic independence.
Yes,
it will.
Those wages and those benefits are going to give you the opportunity to get your hands on a financial stability that you weren't able to maybe reach before. And so that's why we go out, we have fundraisers, we have donors, we do everything we can to keep the program free and provide great women coming out of our program to come out and work into the trade.
Okay, Antoinette, to qualify, in order to get into the program, what is it? What are the qualifications?
Excellent. So to get into our program, we like you to have your your diploma or your GED, is reasonable to say that you need to have a driver's license and know how to drive, because a lot of jobs, you know, are hard to reach. You have to be there at odd hours. And come to the info session. Those are the hard facts where you can start if you want to just apply. And then from there, you know, there's other things that you have to do, like get your resume. But those are things that you find out at the info session. You can have those pulled together before you get to the class.
All right.
Wow. So you want to tell our listeners one more time about your program on Saturday?
I would love to. Thank you. And so we are going to have a celebration of women of color in the trade. At this celebration, we're going to give you an opportunity to hear from some trade women that are out there and some of the veterans that we have in our city. It's going to be on Saturday, December 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sorry. And the doors are going to open at 9:30. We'll have a light breakfast, and all women are welcome.
And again, they should sign up for this?
Yes, there's a registration that can be found on our website, and that's tradeswomen.net.
And it's 6 North Tillamook Street, is it not?
No, we're going to be at the Billy Elks Club. Yeah, at 6 North Tillamook, sorry.
Excellent.
Well, I think I just might see you there. I think I'm going to bring my daughter along.
Okay, that's wonderful. I would be so happy to see you all.
Yes, I plan to be there too with some young ladies that I'm acquainted with.
Oh, great. I look forward to it, and we will have a great, wonderful time.
Well, thank you. And I'm still sitting here. I can't get past the fact that all of this training is absolutely free, and your placement rate is 86%. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous situation. So
yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us. Oregon Tradeswomen is out to serve the community, and we appreciate coming and on your show and be able to speak to the community directly.
All right. Well, we'd love to have
cool.
you back.
So we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks
All right,
again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
As far as the announcements, what is the date of our next meeting, Madam President?
The 11th.
The 11th. December 11th, again, we will have our meeting. Our Oregon CBTU will be meeting at the Ask Me office on 60th and Burnside around 6 o'clock. If you get the opportunity, please come by. And we're very active in the community. We have a lot of good speakers that come in and information about what we're doing. And the only announcement that I have is that I just want to thank everyone who attended the police chief welcome event. Police Chief Danielle Outlaw, she had a great time. It was well attended. I want to thank everyone that was in attendance there. A lot of community people were there, not only the ministers, but community leaders. Thank you so much for coming. And DATI, which is the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute, will be going up to Tacoma to an event on December 9th also, but we don't leave till after 3 o'clock. So I think we'll be somewhere else. We also work with other young youth up in Tacoma, but I think the youth will really enjoy coming to this event on Saturday with the tradeswomen.
All right. And also, Portland Jobs with Justice has coming up also this Saturday, December 9th, a 2017 Scrooge of the Year Award Party. It will be held from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the SEIU Local 49 Union Hall at 3536 Southeast 26th Avenue in Portland. That zip code 97202. Tickets ahead of time are $15 or $20 at the door. You can purchase those online. Please go to jwjpdx.org for more information. And I don't want to slide anybody or have anybody feel left out. I would read the nominees, but go there to the website. There are 6 individuals and or companies that have been nominated for Scrooge of the Year. You can go to the website, you can purchase your tickets, and you can vote online. And we encourage you to vote as many times as possible. Thank you.
So it's almost that witching hour. We are in membership mode here at KBOO. But before we sign off for the final time in 2017, I would like to thank my co-hosts, Dr. Audrey Terrell and Deborah Hall, for this wonderful year that we've just completed. And I wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa. And I truly, truly look forward to seeing you in 2018 when we bust it out again.
Oh, we'll be here.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Holla.
Hi there. It's time to make your call, make your pledge here at KBOO Community Radio. It's our winter membership drive, and the number to call to support the great radio you're just listening to about the trades, the Oregon tradeswomen, produced by people who are actually in trades in our local unions. The number to call to support this kind of radio is 877-500-5266. This is the kind of programming you hear on KBOO Community Radio. KBOO.fm is our website, a place for you to donate online. I'll just tell you the number one more time, and I'll pass it over to Karen, who's sitting with me. I'm Amy. The number to call is 877-500-5266.
Yes, hi, Amy, and I'm Karen, and we're sitting here at Pledge Central, and yes, you just heard Labor Radio with Deborah Hall, Dr. Audrey Terrell, and others talking about the Oregon Tradeswoman Program, and this is a type of public affairs programming that you're only going to hear on KBOO, and we would love to hear from you right now. We have a $150 pledge for the Labor Radio a half hour. And KBOO is radio made by you for all of us, as you just heard, as was just demonstrated with Labor Radio. And we're here to remind you that your support makes KBOO happen. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Or you can go online if you don't want to call and talk to our wonderful people standing by to take your call here at KBOO. Go to kboo.fm and click on donate. You can also come in, walk into KBOO here in Portland at 20 Southeast 8th and bring your change, bring your wallet, bring whatever you have to support this wonderful KBOO radio station. You know, I think this is a treasure yet to be discovered by a lot of people here in the Portland area, Amy. I think a lot of people still are not even aware of this gem here in our community. People are finding us on the net around the world, around the state, around the country, and a lot of people still don't know about KBOO here in Portland.
It's kind of funny considering we've been around for 50 years now. But yeah, I mean, if you're new to Portland or you've been here a while, you're a woman, maybe you're a little bit, you're looking for that next step in your life and your career, then having tuned in to this last half hour could give you that motivation to go and join the Oregon tradeswomen, do their training, and get a well-paying job in the trades. And that's the kind of radio that you hear when you tune in to KBOO. It's definitely an asset to our community. And we're asking people to support KBOO at the $10 a month level right now. You can get a knit cap, a beanie for that. And if you support, you'd be paying $120 over the course of the year if you donate $10 a month. And that works out to producing 1 week's worth of KBOO News in Depth, a deep investigative segment that airs 5 times a week, and it engages one community member in creative sound expression with the KBOO's introductory to audio production class. It's just a list of impacts we've got that can happen from your donation, as well as many other things that we do here at KBOO. We do train people to use the equipment and become producers. So,
and both of us walked into the station and with no experience, and the training happens here, and your contribution your donation, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. This is what's making it happen. People who are passionate about these issues, as you just heard from Deborah Hall and Dr. Audrey Terrell, they lived a lifetime, and they lived these labor issues that they bring to you over the airwaves every Monday night on Labor Radio. These people are passionate about these issues, and that's what makes KABU so special. But Amy, I know you and I walked in and had no radio experience, and KABU trains you to come and actually produce a show, how to do an interview, how to get on the air, talk in a mic. I mean, everything. They just train you with every aspect of producing a radio show, and here we are.
And for free too, just like the working tradeswoman.
But nothing is for free. That's why we're asking for your contribution. 877-500-5266. And not only, Amy mentioned the knit cap, the knit beanie that you can get for your $10 a month donation, but also we have a brand new KABU Radio T-shirt, and it says KABU Radio right across the top. And for a pledge of $10 a month, you can also get that. And we have a special drawing also available just for calling with your donation. You can be entered into to win a prize. Today's drawing is for a $250 gift certificate to Portland U-Brew and Pub, and this covers a beer-making experience for up to 7 people. So grab a bunch of your friends, make some beer, have a party. This sounds awesome. I think this sounds great.
Yeah, and you get to keep 15 gallons, apparently.
15 gallons. Sounds like a party to me.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Just for calling in with your donation right now, we can enter you into that drawing. And you have a chance to.